So Rosie read our passage today, and that was from the Message Bible, which is the scripture that's been interpreted by theologian and minister Eugene Peterson. It's a great way to read scripture because Peterson writes in words which are more common to us, more relatable. And sometimes the interpretation, though, it chooses different words as compared to the New Revised Standard Version updated, which we often read from. And so it's an interesting thing about scripture on which interpretation or translation you read, because the words might differ slightly. And so we get different meanings from the scripture. So I'm going to offer you this reading also from the New Revised Standard Version, again from Paul's letter to the Philippians. And it writes, "I thank my God for every remembrance of you, always in every one of my prayers for all of you, praying with joy for your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work in you will continue to complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to think this way about all of you, because I hold you in my heart. For all of you are my partners in God's grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I long for all of you with the tender affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight, to help you determine what really matters, so that in the day of Christ you may be pure and blameless, having produced the harvest of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ for the glory and praise to God. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually resulted in the progress of the gospel, so that it has become known throughout the whole imperial guard and to everyone else that my imprisonment is for Christ. And most of the brothers and sisters have been made confident in the Lord by my imprisonment. Dare to speak the word with greater boldness and without fear." Would you please pray with me? Holy God, bless these readings and what we each draw from them. May the words which spring forth from the meditations of my heart speak to your people. And may this message help us live and grow the way that you would have us do so. Amen. So as I mentioned, this is the Apostle Paul writing to the people of Philippi. And he's writing from prison, likely in Rome. And when he was in prison, he was still preaching the gospel of Christ. So here is Paul sitting in prison. And he could have been sitting there in the prison cell, sulking, being angry, being mad that he's in prison. Or he could have even felt like, you know what, he deserved to be there. Now, if you remember, the Apostle Paul was originally Saul, who persecuted all the Christians. And so he had his revelation, his transformation. But since he had persecuted all these Christians, he rightly could have deserved to be in prison. So Paul, he could have been scared about what was going to happen. And he could have just like curled up in a little ball in his prison cell and withdrawn from everyone, including God. Yet, that is not what Paul does while incarcerated. Instead, Paul continues doing what God has called him to do. He preaches the good news to everyone who is around him. To those who are also imprisoned, to the guards, to anyone that Paul could get to listen to him. And he writes letters to the communities that he had visited before. One of the letters being what we heard this morning. And Paul does this by grounding himself in the grace and peace that God provides through Jesus. Paul knew firsthand God's grace from his own conversion story. Having been the one who murdered and persecuted Christians, God still reached out to Paul and gave Paul a spiritual conversion on the road to Damascus. And he, Paul, became one of the Christians' greatest leaders and most influential people. He's still influencing us today. So God reached out with grace to Paul. But I mean, what is grace? We spoke of grace in our baptism just a little bit ago. We hear the word grace used as a blessing before meals. Hey, will you say the grace? Or it's your turn to say grace tonight. But what is grace? I mean, maybe you grew up in a tradition like I did, which hammered home that it's only because of God's grace that you are saved. Is grace the same as mercy? No, it's not. You see, grace is getting something good that you don't deserve. And mercy is not getting what you do deserve. Now, the Apostle Paul deserved to be attacked by Christians because of all of his persecution. Yet the Christians during that time followed in those peaceful ways that Jesus preached. And they didn't attack Paul. They showed mercy. Paul didn't get what he deserved. And then God showed Paul grace by loving him and reaching out to him through a spiritual conversion. Paul certainly didn't deserve God's grace, but he received it from God. Now, we as human beings, we often wrong each other and are wronged by one another. And we don't retaliate all the time, but a lot of times we want to retaliate. I mean, when someone attacks you, naturally you have that response of either fight or flight or freeze. I mean, think of an example right now when you were wronged by someone else. Think about that time. We all have them when you've been wronged by someone. How did you respond? Maybe your situation was just like driving down the highway when the lanes merge together and someone cuts you off and you're really ticked. Did you give them a nice gesture? Did you yell at them? Did you honk your horn? I mean, I know none of y'all would have given them a nice gesture other than a wave, right? And said, hi. That's not showing mercy, and it's certainly not grace. Grace, again, is getting something good that we don't deserve, whereas mercy is not getting what we do deserve. So think about your situation and how you responded, and how could you instead have responded with grace? Or how does God perhaps respond to you with grace in your lifetime? Can you think of a time where God gave you grace? Friends, the good news is even when we don't or can't respond with grace ourselves, God is always responding to us with grace. Nadia Boltz-Weber, who is a pastor in the ECLA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church, she writes, God's grace is not defined as God being forgiving to us, even though we sin. Grace is when God is a source of wholeness, which makes up for my failings. My failings hurt me and others and even the planet, she says. And it's God's grace to me that my brokenness is not the final word. It's that God makes beautiful things out of even my own, and well, Nadia is known for her salty language, insert four-letter word, my own. And grace isn't about God creating humans and flawed beings and then acting all hurt when we inevitably fail and then stepping in like the hero to grant us grace. Like God saying, oh, it's okay, I'll be the good guy and forgive you. That's not how God works, she says. It's God saying instead, I love the world too much to let your sin define you and to be the final word. I am a God who makes all things new. So the Apostle Paul, he felt God's grace during his conversion experience and while he was in prison. While Paul was in prison, he grounds himself in the grace and peace that God provides through Jesus. Paul realizes that his courage to push through this extremely hard situation, that it can only come from the grace of God. This grace is given by God and the Philippians from that community. Because as we hear in Paul's writing in verse 7, he says, "It is right for me to think this way about all of you, because I hold you in my heart, for all of you are my partners in God's grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel." The grace Paul receives doesn't just give Paul courage to keep going through his imprisonment, but it enables Paul to extend this grace to other people. So we've all been attacked at one time or another. And our human instinct, as I said, is to fight, flight, or freeze. But you know what? Grace isn't one of those human instincts. It's a divine instinct. One which has been given to us, and one which, if we can muster up the courage and trust God, we can receive it and offer it to other people. So remembering those five agreements that we talked about back in the fall by Don Miguel Ruiz, one of them, the second one, was don't take anything personally. And when we do this, it helps us give and receive grace. The don't take anything personally, remember, it's about the reason that nothing people do is really because of you. You're not that powerful. I'm not that powerful. And also, we don't want to take anything personally because what others say and do is actually a projection of their own reality, of what they believe is actually happening in their life. Everyone's got a story. Everyone is going through something. And we often have no clue about what else is going on in each other's worlds and lives. I love Brandi Carlile's song, The Story, because she speaks to this. In it, she sings, "You see that smile that is on my face. It's hiding the words that don't come out. And all of our friends who think that I'm blessed, they don't know my head is a mess." For those of us who have dealt with or are dealing with depression or other mental health challenges, we can really relate to this verse. And we've all been through those times where we just put that smile on our face and continue out into the world, even though our life is chaotic and crazy and there's a lot going on. But remember, my friends, it's during these hard times in our lives that God's grace can give us courage. If we allow God's grace to mold us, we can become courageous and then give this grace to other people as well. So my prayer for you is to keep the faith, to believe in good, be thankful, and to lead with grace. Because our God is full of grace for every one of us. Not because of anything you've done or will do, but because of who God is. God is gracious and compassionate. May we work to be the same. Let us rise in body and sing in spirit and sing, "The Lord is gracious and compassionate." Thanks be to God. Amen.